a great falafel is the kind of food that just makes you happy to live in a world with human ingenuity. I mean, right, you look on paper and it's like, okay, it's a blob of fried chickpeas, but then you eat it. And there's a crunch in the shell, and the beans are sweet and earthy, and they hold on to the flavor of savory spices, and it's proof that humankind can take things from the earth and do good with them. And this week, El Simone from America's Test Kitchen adds to the long history of falafel innovation. Sally Swift got the word.
Hey, El, great to have you.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I am ever so slightly obsessed with falafel, and I have made many a variety and eaten them in many places, and I have to say, there's a lot of bad falafel out there.
Yes, there can be quite some unsavory falafels in the world.
So what is the hard thing? What do we need to know about them?
Well, I mean, first, you should know that falafels are made with chickpeas. They can also be made with fava beans, but we make ours with chickpeas.
So let me ask, are these chickpeas cooked or are they just soaked?
These chickpeas are not cooked. They're soaked.
And is that traditional? Is that how they're usually done?
Well, here's the thing. I think the debate is actually, how is it really done? And I think lots of, you know, regions make them differently. Although the Middle East, you know, claims the fame. I grew up in Michigan and we have like the largest Middle Eastern population. And so I've had lots of falafel and I've had them made in many different ways. Some were very good and some, you know, not so good. I think that we've managed to nail down a way to make them consistently delicious.
Now, we are talking about really making falafel here. This is not rehydrating a dried mix. We are starting from scratch, correct?
That's the only way to go, Sally.
All right. Tell me how to do it.
Okay. So first things first, we're going to start with uncooked chickpeas. And we let them soak overnight. And it should soak at least 8 hours. 8 to 24 is ideal, right?
Okay.
And we're doing this instead of using canned, because obviously canned are already in a solution. And more than likely, they've already been cooked for the sake of preservation, right? And so when you are trying to make your falafel batter with cooked chickpeas or over-soaked chickpeas, you'll end up with a pasty puree, which is a great way to get a hard, pasty falafel.
Yeah, they're just mushy. I mean, I've tried this, I have to say. So I didn't realize that these chickpeas are not supposed to be cooked.
No, they should not be cooked. It's best to start raw. We're going to cook them eventually. We don't need to double cook them.
Exactly. Right. Okay.
So so we have our chickpeas that have been soaked. And we go into a food processor with these chickpeas with some of my favorite herbs. Onions, cilantro, and parsley. And some very warm spices, coriander, cumin, cayenne pepper, and a little salt. And we blitz those in the food processor. We're looking for a nice pebbly texture. We don't want the chickpeas to get too small. Maybe about the size of a sesame seed would be probably most specific.
So you want it chunky, not like looking like hummus.
Right.
Okay, so we have the coarsely ground chickpeas with their spices and those beautiful green herbs and garlic. And then what is next?
Well, I think this is the part where people really get hung up or tricked up the most. They want to fry their falafels. They think they're at that point. But really, you need to add something to make the batter stick together. Because if you fried it at this point, they would definitely crumble in the oil. So we use an Asian bread baking step that's called tangzong. And it's pretty much whisking a little flour with some water and cooking that mixture briefly. In this case, we just cook it in the microwave for a few minutes until it becomes more like a pudding-like paste. Right?
Huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's not a large amount and it goes a long way. And you just add that pudding mix into your falafel batter of sorts and you mix it together, make sure it's well incorporated. And now you have the kind of falafel batter that you want to fry.
Oh, that's so interesting, because I have definitely tried to just add flour before and it has not been very successful. So I need to really do a cooked flour paste.
A cooked flour paste is the way to go. I mean, we've tried like just rolling it in flour. We've tried just adding flour to the mixture. You know, we've tried all these things, but this tangzong method is like flawless. It definitely gets the job done.
So, and do you guys deep fry your falafel balls or are you a pan fryer?
We are deep fryers all day, every day. Deep frying is the way to go. Yeah, we deep fry. And so, you know, we just scoop about a tablespoon at a time. I do about 5 or 6 of them at a time because they're easier to manage. And then you only fry it for 5 minutes until they're golden brown.
And delicious. And then what do you like to top them with?
I love to top my falafels with tahini sauce. mm-hmm. Which is a very simple sauce. Actually, is one of the sauces I just like to keep in my house because I dip a lot of things in tahini sauce. But it's a simple tahini paste, Greek yogurt, lemon juice, some water, and salt and pepper it to taste.
Delicious. You can eat that on anything.
Anything.
Hey, Elle, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Sally. It was great talking to you.
Elle Simone is a food stylist and test cook at America's Test Kitchen. And you can find the recipe for falafel at splendidtable.org.